there. Welcome to the program. This is Gary Zimak. The name of the show is Following the Truth. Today is March the 19th. This is a big day. Today the church celebrates the solemnity, the highest type of holy day in the church calendar, the solemnity of Saint Joseph. So it's a break in the middle of Lent. This is not a day for fasting. This is a day for celebration. This is the day to remember the great example given to us by Saint Joseph. Interestingly enough, not one of Joseph's words are recorded in sacred scripture. Interesting, isn't it? But yet he leaves such a powerful example for us of a righteous man who followed God's will and was really asked to carry out a very difficult mission. And Joseph did it. He did it successfully. I'd say he did it with flying colors, as the saying goes. So we're going to look at the gospel from the solemnity of St. Joseph from today's daily mass. Let me just read it and then we'll talk about it. Again, there's not much recorded about Joseph in scripture. But if we look closely into what we read here, you're going to see an example of the type of man Joseph was. The gospel comes from Matthew chapter 1 and begins in verse 16. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son. You are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. Now, you know, we've heard this gospel so many times. It's sort of easy to become desensitized to what's happening here. But this is an incredible story. And one thing that I like to point out whenever I speak and I'm talking about fear, I always point out the fact that Joseph was afraid. Sometimes we think it's not good, it's not okay to be afraid. The angel said to Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. Why would he say that unless Joseph was afraid? So Joseph was afraid. But here's the great thing about Joseph. Even though he was afraid, even though he was dealing with something totally unprecedented and difficult, he listened to God speak to him through the angel. He believed that the words spoken to him were true. And even though it was going to cause him much difficulty, exactly how much difficulty, we don't know. We don't know the details. But just try to imagine for yourself what Joseph had to endure by going through with his wedding to Mary, even though she was pregnant. Joseph believed God's word as delivered to him through the angel in a dream that this was happening because of the Holy Spirit. Her pregnancy came through the Holy Spirit. Totally bizarre, right? Again, unprecedented. Hard to believe. This tells you the kind of faith possessed by Joseph. And as you look at the limited details of his life in Scripture, again, not one word is recorded. Not too many details are recorded either. He always did the will of God, even when it was difficult. And as we continue, as we begin to head toward the end of Lent, what greater goal to have and to always do the will of God. Let's pray through the intercession of Saint Joseph, whose solemnity we celebrate today. Let's pray through his intercession that we can be more willing to do the will of God, even when it's difficult. We'll talk to you next time.